Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits and they just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I've got another major question that I think could blow a hole in the official story here about Stephen Paddock, Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas shooting. I mean, this is a major question. It's a mathematical question that you will find absolutely intriguing. And I want to say, first of all, I want to thank everybody for listening to these podcasts and reading our articles. We've had one article's had over 8 million views. And it's because people in the comments, people are saying, you know, I never thought of that. I never looked at that photo that way. I never asked what's not in the photo. People are really, really encouraging us in the independent media to think outside the box. And I just got to say on the record here before I get into all this, I think it's my lab science training, by the way, that has made me even more of a very, very critical thinker. Because in the lab, I'm doing this all the time. We're looking at chemical analyses. We're doing mass spectrometry. We're solving problems. We're seeing like what's not there, what is there. Look at the spectra. Look at the extracted ion chromatograph. I actually think that's made me a better journalist. It's just a side note. But anyway, getting back to Stephen Paddock, here's what is odd about this story to me. So let's listen to the official story, which is that this guy was a multimillionaire. His own brother, I think his name is Eric, talks about how much money Stephen had and made as a gambler, that he made all this money as a gambler. He talks about, oh, he would throw down, you know, $100,000 a night on video poker. And this was his game, video poker. We are told, if you really look at the narrative, that Stephen Paddock earned millions of dollars playing video poker. Now, if you know anything about Vegas, and you know anything about video poker, you know that these machines don't pay out more money than they take in. They might pay out sometimes 97%, maybe 98%, or in less reputable casinos, they might only pay out 89%. There are no video poker machines in Vegas that pay out 110%. If there were such machines, Vegas would be bankrupt because everybody in the country would line up and play video poker because it would basically be an ATM at that point. You funnel in a dollar, you get back $1.10. Who wouldn't want to do that all day long? This idea that Stephen Paddock had some magical esoteric luck engine where he could sit down and play video poker and he could earn millions of dollars betting against the house? It's ludicrous. Well, everybody in Vegas knows the house always wins. You don't bet against the house. You can't. When you go to Vegas, you lose a portion of every bet. Mathematically, it's built into the games. It's built into roulette. Now, if you are playing poker against other humans, I get it. You can win because now you're playing a psychological game against other people. And yeah, good poker players can win against other human players, but there's no such thing as a good poker player that can beat a machine that's running on an algorithm, because the algorithm is programmed to take, you know, 2-5% of every bet. That's why video poker machines make money for casinos. Duh. Otherwise, do you think casinos would be full of video poker machines if they were money-losing machines? Of course not. So this official narrative is total BS. That this guy can sit down in front of video poker machines and he can bet $100,000 a night and he can win? If that were true, then couldn't he make a fortune by writing a book called How to Beat Video Poker by Altering the Laws of Mathematics and Probability? But there is no such thing. You can't use Jedi mind tricks on a video poker machine. Not that I've ever tried that, but I'm sure many people have. Nah, you know, they're trying, but it doesn't work. People lose money gambling at video poker. They don't make money gambling at video poker. Doesn't happen. Now, you might have some luck where the odds are just suddenly, You know, you might get a big payout with a small amount of money put in, but that's just short-term luck. If you keep playing video poker over a long period of time, you will always lose because that is the algorithm. There is no way to beat the algorithm. And people who play video poker machines are basically participating in a kind of a tax on people who can't do math. It's like playing the lottery. If you play the lottery day in and day out, you're buying lottery tickets at the gas station, you are funding the state based off your own stupidity. The only time the lottery ever makes sense is when the jackpot gets so large that now the probabilities turn in your favor and it actually is mathematically viable to get a return on an investment by buying lottery tickets. But that happens very rarely. And even then, it's very long odds. You'd have to invest like millions of dollars or buy millions of tickets to have any real shot at winning the jackpot. So this brings up the question. Where does Stephen Paddock get all this money? Obviously, he had money for buying a lot of firearms. He bought, I don't know, the numbers keep going up. First, it was 10 rifles, and then it was 27, 33. Now it's like the guy had 57 weapons in his home and in the hotel room and everything. I don't know. It's a lot of guns. It's like 50 guns. I keep jokingly saying, by the way, that everybody I know in Texas has 50 guns. That doesn't sound like a lot of guns, actually. I'm kind of half joking, but not. you should come to Texas and you'll find out what I'm talking about. In any case, so this guy had 50 guns. Where did he get all that money? Where did he get the money for, I guess he was scouting out hotel rooms all across the country. Where did he get the money for all the ammo, the high capacity magazines, all the bump fire stocks that he was using apparently? Where did he get all this money just to live? You know, you got to eat, you got to pay the rent. He had a $400,000 home. I'm sure that home uses electricity. You got to pay the electric bills and so on. You got to pay for gas, transportation, car insurance. You know, it adds up, right? Where did he get all this money? Because if you're telling me that he used a Jedi mind trick to beat the video poker machine, I say you're full of bunk. There's no way that that's possible. You can't beat those machines. So where did he get the money? Now, the answer is probably, now we don't have proof of this. This is just a guesstimate. He's getting it from ISIS. Or let's say whoever is actually behind this attack was funding him. That makes a lot more sense to me. Maybe ISIS was behind it. Maybe Antifa was behind it, or some left-wing globalists. You know who they are. Maybe the FBI was behind it because, you know, the FBI has been running terror plots all across the country and they try to stop them at the last minute and catch the terrorists. You know, I've covered that. The FBI does that all the time. And maybe this one got away from them. Maybe this accidentally went live. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was funding this. It wasn't video poker. If you think video poker is a free money cash machine, then I'm sorry. You don't understand the laws of probability. Or the business model of casinos, by the way. You think casinos are there as a public service? You think they just lose money and hand out cash to everybody that walks in the door? No. They are there to take your money. And they program the machines to take your money. Only a fool would not realize that. I guess there are a lot of fools. The casinos are full of people all the time who can't do math, but nevertheless. So we don't know all the answers yet. Maybe we'll get to the bottom of this. Maybe new evidence will emerge. We've heard rumors of evidence linking him to ISIS. We'll see if that comes out. In the meantime, there's a lot about this that does not add up. And like everybody else in America, I want answers. And I would like the authorities to be a little more transparent with us and sharing the evidence they have and stop covering up everything, because it just looks like a massive cover-up, frankly, to me at this point. We are not being told the truth about what they found. That much I'm sure. But we'll see where this goes. You can read more about this at shootings.news. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Conceal carry, everybody. Carry. You need to carry. Because if you don't carry, you know, I mean, look at all the shootings that are happening now. Crazy. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.